So here I am again at the Wickham Comic Con 2015, and I have the pleasure of talking with the one and only Chris Barry. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well, thank you very much indeed.
Obviously, everyone knows you as Rimmer from Red Dwarf. You've been involved in lots of other things. Can you go through some of the things that you've been involved in over the years?
Well, I think the first thing that some people may know me from is Spitting Image. I did quite a few of the voices on that back in the 80s, starting off with the pilot in 83 and then, you know, contributing it really most of the 80s. And then Red Dwarf came along, of course, at the end of the 80s, and the British Empire kicked in about 1991. And then since then, I've been doing documentaries as well as having the joys of appearing in Tomb Raider with some actress that I can't remember her name now. But
that's an excellent character you play. Hillary was a brilliant character.
It was fun. It's much more, what's the word? It was more restrained than obviously doing a Britus or a Rimmer type performance, which it has to be for the big screen, I suppose, in a sense. But it was good to work in that big format, you know, the movie format.
So, I mean, obviously you've got the filming later this year for the two new series. What's it like getting back with the guys again?
Well, I mean, because we've been doing so many conventions and, you know, just generally sort of socialising, meeting up with Doug and discussing the show and the like, it's almost as if we'd never been away from each other. Obviously, we did Series 10 in 2012 and Back to Earth in 2009. So, you know, we have seen a reasonable amount of each other over the years, apart from maybe Craig, obviously, who's been tied up with Corey. But, you know, Robert, Danny, Craig, Danny, Robert, myself, and then Hattie and Norman and the like have sort of, you know, the Red Dwarf family, if you like, have been, you know, fairly together, Chloe as well, during the convention years. And 2014 and 15 have been the years of conventions, of course. They've just sort of gone mad since last year. So, you know, getting back together, when we got back together in Back to Earth, you know, it wasn't long. You'd think it would take a long time, you know, given that it was 1998 since we last actually recorded Series 8. You'd think it would take a long time to get into gear again, but it didn't. As soon as the outfits were on, although we were on the Coronation Street set, we clicked into to the banter pretty damn quick.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what was it like with the transition going, working in the production with Dave rather than the BBC?
To be honest with you, it was such a long time between Series 8 and Back to Earth. As I say, that sort of 10-year gap, virtually. But, you know, working with the BBC had sort of got out of our system, you know. It was like drawing a new slate. Yeah, things are different, you know. Budgets are a little bit tighter. And, you know, there's a different feel in the studio. Technology's changed, of course. Any more than that, I can't really say. I'd probably have to sort of get into a few details, but you know, I'm not fully in the knowledge of exactly, you know, department to department, you know, the changes that took place. But yes, it was certainly, let's just say, it was more of a sort of cottage industry working latterly than it would have been in a bigger BBC production of the 90s. You know, TV changed a lot in the 21st century, and you know, I think comedy has suffered in a sense, you know. So I would say, yeah, it's just everything's a little bit tighter, but that doesn't really necessarily mean, as we know from Series 10, that the quality's got to go down.
The quality was just,
I think we did some of the best work we ever did in Series 10.
I think so too. It's some of the comedy was absolutely awesome. The writing was there, classic dwarf basically, But there you go. Quickly before we go, could you do a quick ident for us?
Sure.
Would you mind doing it as Arnold, or would you prefer it as yourself?
This is Arnold J. Rimmer from Red Dwarf. You're listening to TGP Nominal. Listen to it.
Thank you, Chris. Before I leave you, as you were kind of like the forefather of our podcast because of the garbage pond, I'd like you to present you with one of our commission patches.
Thank you very much indeed.
Would you mind having a photo taken with it so we can put you on the honorary crew member page?
If we do a photo, can I ask you to pop some money in the charity pot?
Absolutely.
Brilliant.